Good evening, everybody. Ellie is now live.
Hello, welcome back to another Night of Sheer. This is Ellie Nyman. I cannot replace Rabbi Wartell, but I will be giving Sheer in his stead. We're learning Refuah Shlema for all those who are sick, including our Maggid Sheer, Rabbi Wartell. I hope it's something very small so that he could quickly get back to be our wonderful Maggid Sheer amongst our other Maggidei Shirim. We're learning Leila Nishmas Chaim Baruch Men Zavol, Peril Bas Pinchas, Mir Leva Bas Aram, May the Neshama Heaven Aliyah. We're learning for Schlis of Eretz Yisrael and for Klal Yisrael. This week's Parsha is Parshas Pinchas, and there's really a lot to talk about in Parshas Pinchas, and so we're going to be focusing on one part. So at this point, Moshe realizes that he needs a successor. This is after Parshas Chukas, which is the hitting of the rock. And I think at this point, Hashem tells Moshe, you will not go into Eretz Yisrael, as definitely is not as a leader. Moshe will later plead for at least something, but at this point, Moshe realizes that he's really not going to be the leader that leads the Jews into the Eretz Yisrael. Like, Davar Moshe El Hashem Lemor, Moshe speaks to Hashem saying, Yifko Hashem, okay, Ruchas L'chol Basar, Ish HaLa'ida. May Hashem, God of the spirits of all flesh, appoint the man over the assembly. I actually saw, I think one time I gave Shir about the Baal Turim, says, if you look, Davar Moshe is a strong, Moshe spoke to Hashem forcefully. I think it's the only time in Chumash and possibly Tanakh that it says, Vayidaber, a person to Hashem. Certainly in Chumash, this is the only time Moshe speaks forcefully. Why is he speaking forcefully? Because he wants a leader. He wants a leader that will help that will lead the Jewish people. And so he says, please Hashem, please grant me a leader. What we're going to be doing for the next several minutes is the Minchas Asher, Rav Asher Weiss, I'm a big fan of, Simon Nuntes, about inheritance of what's called Yerusha Brabanut, inheritance of power. Many quotes this pasuk. Yifko Hashem, okay, Ruchas Ish Aleda, Asher Yisrael Fame, Asher Yavol with Nahem. And so I'm going to give just a quick background. He quotes a Medrash that Rashi also quotes. We're going to be talking about Yerusha Brabanut in the next few minutes, the inheritance of literally the rabbinate, or by extension, power. So we're not going to be talking about concrete examples. I'm just going to give an abstract example. Let's say, and people think this applies to, let's say, only the Hasidic world, but it's really universal. Let's say you have a particular Rebbe, and let's say Hasidic Rebbe, and he passes away. Does his son have the right to assume the mantle of the Rebbe after the father passes away? And is it automatic? Or is there perhaps there has to be certain criteria? This isn't just by a Rebbe for a son inheriting a father, but this very much applies to Litvish and Sephardim as well. So, for example, and we're not weighing in on any of them, let's say Rav Moshe Feinstein's that son, when he passed away, did Rav David Feinstein, who also is Zatzal, did he have the right to assume the mantle? Or was there perhaps somebody who may have been more qualified to be than Rav David Feinstein? Again, we're not weighing in. I'm just giving the idea. What about Rav Chaim, the great rabbi in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Chaim Kanievsky? When his father, the Stipor, passed, did he have a right to assume the mantle? And so it's actually a halakhic discussion that he's going to talk about really more in Rabbanut, of who gets to inherit the title of Rabbanut. In both examples that I talked about, Ramosha and the Stipor, it wasn't exactly the title of Rabbanut. It was more the Nohei Kol Yisrael. And I'm not weighing into that. But whatever happened, and so we're going to – it's actually a halakhic discussion whether the sons have an inheritance of the power, and we're going to see what this has to do with the Parsha. Vaidar Moshe, so Rav Asher Weiss quotes the Medrash. Vaidar Moshe El Hashem Lemar, Yizkor Hashem Elkei Aruchos. Moshe says to Hashem, please appoint me, appoint somebody. Ma Ro Lavake Shadalar Zeh. What did he see to figure this idea? Achar Seder Nachlos, after the inheritance of Bnei Slavchad, Elakiyos Shiryoshim Bnei Slavchad Avien, when the daughters of Slavchad inherited their father. Amar Moshe, Moshe said, Haresha She'etva Basarche Im Habano Shiryoshim Bedin, Hu Shiryoshim Bnei Eskivodi. It's come to time where I want to know if daughters can inherit. So can somebody inherit my honor as well, the Rabbanut, meaning the Nohag of Yisrael. Amar lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Notzer Teina Luchal Piria. It's a pasuk in Mishle. I think the pomegranate will eat its fruit. Banecha Yeshu Bahem, your son sits lo iskei b'Torah. But they don't learn Torah. Yeshua Harbe Sarascha, but Yeshua has a lot of power. Harbe Chelek Lecha Kavod, and he has giving you a lot of honor. And he in the morning and at night he was constantly in your presence. He arranged the benches. And also he helped out like in the base medrash. Since he served you with all his might, Kedaish who Yishamish Es Yisrael. It's worthy for him to serve Bnei Yisrael. She'enu ma'abei tzcharo, that he doesn't lose any tzchar. Kachu chas Yeshua benun lekayim Hashemar noser te'enu yochal piria. Please take, Hashem says to Moshe, take Yeshua to fulfill what it says. The pasuk of Mishlei noser te'enu yochal piria. So basically, just as a summary, the Hashem Moshe tells Hashem, I want my son to inherit the Rabbanut. And what does Hashem say? Hashem says, no, it's actually Yeshua. Yeshua is actually the one who is more worthy. And so he's going to discuss, we'll spend a little bit of time, as to whether there is a Yerusha in the power of the Rabbanut. There's a machokis upon the poskim and achronim if there is inheritance in power. There's a great proof from this medrash. And he writes, I see a great proof from everything. The medrash that we just quoted, Moshe thought that his sons will inherit his idea and they will take his sarara, they'll take his authority, meaning they will be the Noheg, they will be the Gadol Adar who will lead the Jews. Well, Kemoshata Savar, it is not what you think. Harbe Shrescha Yoshua Harbe Helcha Kavod. Yeshua served you, gave you a lot of kavod. Who pares is machatelas? The who no certain yocha priya. Ad kam l'shono medrash. Vihine Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom Ba'atmo Amar Asher Yitzei Lefneihem. Moshe said somebody who believed him Asher Yavol Lefneihem. Va'Asher Yachol Amod Neged Ruach Kol Echad. And somebody who's able to stand opposite of every single one. Kimivor b'medrash v'igul lo haya yodeh b'vanav kol elu hamidas lo yamavakish lohem gedola shahaya soser ela im tzilaso. And if not for the fact that he knew of all his sons had the midas, he would not have asked. He would not have asked for this great thing. Ela im kein hayu abanim ruuyim l'kach. But for sons that were worthy, Hashem didn't say that Yeshua is more worthy. But rather, he set up the base measure. And it's a question of upon what we said that instead of the sons, Ella. But by Keser Torah, it's not it doesn't say this. Zeraya Brura Lufiyan Istaiti. And this is a clear proof, in my humble opinion, says the Ksam Sofer. This is Ksam Sofer speaking. So Ksam Sofer is saying it appears that there actually is such a concept of inheritance by the Rabbanut. Okay, why? Because Hashem didn't say your sons aren't worthy. Hashem just said that Yeshua has a certain schus. So according to Ksam Sofer, there is a proof that in fact, I think my understanding is that the Ksam Sofer says that there is a proof in Yerusha of the Rabbanut. It came with Shesug Yezu Rechava V'amukah V'achron V'nechaku Bav Edoseim Eshna Perek Zeh. And it's a big sugya, and all the Achronim try to weigh in on this, and I'm going to explain. So we're not; it's in many pages. So we're not going to do the whole thing. We're going to do part of it. Kasev Harma Biyardeya Simen Resh Mem Hei Sif Chaf Beis. The Rama writes, Mi Shehuch Rav Ba'ir, somebody who has the chazaka of the Rav of the city, Afil Hechazik Ba'atmo Beis Esrora Engol Horein Migduloso. Even if he's very strong for himself and with a certain power, you do not take him down. Afa pi shebal shem gadol mimenu, even if somebody greater comes. Afil bino uben bino leolam kodim lacherim, even sons and grandsons who come before him. Kol zman shemimale makom avoseim be yira v'hem chachamim k'sas, at all the time that they they fulfill the place of their father in Yira, and they're a little bit chachamim. V'machom sheyesh minag l'kabel rav lizman, and in a place where they have the custom to accept a rough part of the time. Avshem minag l'abchor b'mi sheyartzu rishus b'yadam, or in a place where it's the custom that they should that they have the right to choose who they want. So what the Ramah is saying here is that if you have a rabbi of a city, you do not take them down, and the children and grandchildren come before. Mekardiv Ramah who halok Karambam shekatsa beperek aleph b'malachim zayin. The Mekar of the Ramah is actually the Rambam. The law hamachos bilvad ella kol hasrolas v'kol hamilyim shabisrael yerushal v'no l'ven b'no ad olam. And it's not just Malchus that has a certain inheritance, but rather for all power, the all power in Bnei Yisrael. Who shiyah ben memalei memakom avosa bechachma v'ira, and this is for a son who is able to fulfill the place of their father in chachma and in Yerushmayim. Hayam memalei b'ira afal pisha eno memalei bechachma. They fulfill it if they fulfill it in Yira, even if they didn't fulfill it in Chachma, Ma'amidin Oso B'machum Aviv, Mu'amdin Oso. You put them up, if they have a certain amount of Yira, Mu'amdin Oso, and you teach them how to be the Rebbe. It's unbelievable. The Kochach, the Perek Dalar, Mikli, Mikdash, Halach, Chaf. And the Rambam continues another place, Kishayamas HaMelech HaKohen Gadol, whether it's a king or a Kohen Gadol or any other position, you put up the son or anybody who is fit to inherit. And the Nachala comes before Lishroros Hameis. So who should yem mali mekomo bechachma v'yira? And this is to it's only to fulfill in chachma u'yira. The afal pi she'eno kamoso bechachma, even though the son may not be exactly like the father chachma, shenemar b'melech hu uvanov, as it says in the pasuk, the king, him and his son, be'kerev Yisrael, in the midst of Yisrael, melame shamachus Yerusha. The malchus is an heritable. The hu adem chol shrova shebikarev Yisrael shezochala zocha asma lezaro. And this is true for any power in Bnei Yisrael, that there is a certain merit where there's himself and his children. It goes for any position. It's not just the king that's inheritable. It's any single position, including the rav of the city. Hareshu chasav devarim beruim the chol shrova minoy Yisrael Zoha Adam Lazaro Akhrov. It's very clear from these words that any power is a person is merit, it's for his children afterward. The Gamba or Chaim Simon Nun Gimel Sifchafe Kasav Rama Shuch Sibar Shehizkin Virotil Nos Beno Wisayo Leprakim, a cousin that has a certain chazaka and he wants to appoint his son to help him. Afa Pishain Kolo Beno Aref Kikolo, even though the son's voice is not as good as the father, Imamale Makum Ave Bishor Devarim Beno Kodem Ucho Adam. The if the son generally inherits everything that the father does, he's like he has attachment to the father, the son inherits it takes precedence before any single person. So if you have a certain chazan and he wants his son to take over the chazanship or to help him, but the son doesn't really have such a great voice, guess what? The son comes before. The Sibur Yahoo Limchos. Sibur cannot protest. The Magen Avram Sham Sifkat Nun Gimel Kasav. The Magen Avram writes Cholhe Besifrei Shekol Manui Bnehem Kodmin. This applies for we see this in the Sifri that the sons come before. Rerad Sham BeYerdeya Sim Perak Aleph Kasav to Bechacham Hamemune LaHarbitz Torah. That the Rad Sham actually says that it has to do with if you're a Chacham to increase Torah. Ola Din Well Amrina Kain. Actually, it doesn't apply to other various Torah positions. But Sefer Asar Mamaros the Chol Menuyim. Sheheim Kesser Torah Eminem Kodmin. So according to the Asar Mamaros, the Sefer Asar Mamaros, the Kesser Torah does not have a Yerusha where the sons inherit it. Rach Mehila Hanasi Ve'elach Nagu Shebeneim Kodmin. It's only from Mehila Hanasi and on that the sons inherit. Hare Shechuku Ben Shar Menuyim the Saros L'Rabbanus She'in HaTorah Yerusha the Magen Avraham Hiskim L'Dvarayim. So they're disagreeing about the positions, and he says that the Torah is not inheritable, and the Magen Avraham agrees. We're going to skip around a little bit. So just to summarize, it is as you could only imagine. It is a machlokas amongst the poskim. Is there a Yerusha in the Rabbanut? If you have he goes back and forth for several pages as he always does, and is there a Yerusha by the Rabban? If you have a Rav of the city, when the Rav is very old, does the son have a right to say that I have rights to the rabbinic leadership or not? He discusses the son-in-law, by the way. He goes back and forth, very interesting, and we're just going to conclude. He tells a story. Al Ghazi, Besimchas Yantiv. We have a Chiddush in the Divrei Maharit, in the Simchas Yantiv. Daf in Minatora in Rusha Barabanot, that even if Minatora, the inheritance, is that there's no inheritance of the rabbinic leadership. Mikol Makom Tiknu Chachamim Shehaya Bein Kam Tachas Aviv. Nevertheless, the rabbis came along and said that the father comes instead, the son comes instead of the father. The Kolach, the Beis Yitzchak, Yerodeh, Chelik Beis Simon Samichtes, but that's Ramah Mipanu. So according to this, may not be the right, but it's Midrabanan, Dimashinagu, Miyamos, Hilah, Nasi Velech, Sheyeh, Bein Kom, Tachas Aviv, when they see us, that what we said that there's a custom of Hillel and on that the son comes before Takana Hilodoros Linux Rora Rabbanus. This is also a decree of the rabbin as well. The Devarim Chiddush, and it's a big Chiddush that to say that's not just from Ben David of the king, but it's all the Nasi, which was from Ben David, but it's also for the rabbis as well. It's also for the rabbinic leadership. That's also midrabbanan. V'divrei maharad sham v'magid ram sham v'vor lehedja da'atim te'en yerusha b'rabban klal. The maharad sham and the magid ram say explicitly over there, there is no such thing as leadership. There is no such thing as inheritance of the rabbin. The sefer asar mamaras in a something la'amod al devarav ve'od chazon l'muad. And so, like the various svarim say, various poskim say, there's no such thing as an inheritance to the rabbinate. But old reisishu b'shut ginas v'radim yardei echlal gimel simen zayin teches. I saw in the sefer, says Rav Asher Weiss, ginas v'radim mashenochaku b'sugya zu. The Rushas Rabbanus Bal Ginas Viradim, the Echad, the Chachme Doro, Hagri Aripol. About this Machokis, is there such a concept of the Rusha of the Rabbinate? And it was one of the Chachme of his generation, Rabbi Aripol. The Hagri Hevi Ma said, the Gri wrote this story, Shehaya Beir Tzvat, Sheniftar Harav Avram, that in the city of Tzvat there was a Rabbi Avram, Rav Avram Shalem, Vinyach Ben Katan, and he had this little son, Vakal Nimnu, the Gamr Lamlich as Ha Gon. Al-Sheikh, and so the congregation appointed the Al-Sheikh, Shehaya Magdal Adar, who Kvar ben Shishim Shana. It was there. So this Rav Avraham Shalem had this little son, and so he was like, I guess he was probably like 9 or 10, and so they weren't going to get a 10-year-old to be the rabbi, so they got the Al-Sheikh, and he was, the Al-Sheikh was this old man, I guess he was probably a great rabbi, 60 years old. When we know him, ha going Rav Shlomo Alkabetz, and v'emtinu ad shegia ha katan bar mitzvah v'mli chuhu tachas aviv. And so what happened? They waited until this little kid was bar mitzvah. He was like 13, 14. And then you know what happened? They said to the El Sheikh, okay, you're done. You're not the rabbi anymore. This 13-year-old is going to be the rabbi. This was the greatest. I love this line. This was a wondrous story, says Rav Asher Weiss. He can't believe it. He can't believe this 13-year-old, you know, whatever. But if that's the law, that's the law. The old race is shown the simit has shekasav to be suffic to rishas rabbanos as lina chumra. We have a suffic as to the rabbanos. We go with chumra to have a sick in the deraisa. Ach, we should zera ms in the safer zera ms or a chayim simit. Tes chalakalav the kasav to kihila nechsheves kimechuzuk, and he writes that the kihila is able to rabein harotel when chal cheskas aviv, if the son wants to inherit the status of the father, have kimotel the alav raya, he has to prove it. The Samachtimos Shekavati Baze Ladas Gedolim. I'm very happy. This is what the Gedolim say. V'acharon Chaviv, the last thing. Berayach Samsof from Divrei Hamedrash. The Samsof that we quoted earlier. The Moshe Rabbeinu Pikei Shino Yared Achar LeChavod, and that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted that his son should inherit him. V'achash Baruch Hu Himleches Hashu Benon Harede In Yerusha Barabanut. The Hashem said, no, you have to have Yeshua. This means there is no inheritance of the rabbis. B'maram shich v'chein b'avnei nezer shom b'os mem alef d'achu d'varev d'shayni hasam d'zno shom Moshe lo isik v'tarek m'var b'mezer shom. It's different, say the avnei nezer and the maram shich, when his sons weren't learning Torah. So according to some poskim, it's only if they're not learning at all. May either chaya Yeshua talmid ha'gadol the talmidim nikro banim ayin sham. But from the other side, there was Yeshua, and the other talmidim are called sons. Uvichanira shaksam sofer nachal ledevar pashut devaday banav shemosh rabenu iskubatara karai. And this that the Ksam Sofer mentioned that for sure that the sons of Moshe were learning. Ela shelo ki yimshu also ki Yeshua ben Nun, but they didn't serve like Yeshua ben Nun. That's a difference. So just to summarize, we talked about whether there is such a concept that the son can inherit the position of the rabbinate from the father. We said this applies to many power positions. I'll just say that as a Devar Musar, you know, sometimes we think that our leaders are not really leaders. We think, oh, how great can the son be? But we don't realize that the son rubs off on the father. And on the other side, we have to realize that sometimes, you know, we want to inherit the leadership, but we're not worthy. We have to have somebody worthy. And for sure, a Rav should be questioned. Somebody should consult a Rav as to how to do this. But there's such a concept that there is inheritance. And even though it may seem like something that's not a Torah idea, we see that many poskim that say that it may very well be a Torah idea. And it's up to us to respect our leaders, even if we're not thrilled with them, because they have the right, since they're the son of a particular Rav, they have the right that perhaps to have the rights. And of course, like I said, a Rav should be consulted for any shayla, but I just thought it was an interesting idea to be consulted. This is Eli Naiman wishing everybody brachot on the learning with Torah, love Torah, learn Torah. Have a wonderful night. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.